Welcome to Tip TV Finance. So we'll be here with our CEO interview, which is actually an MD interview, but Managing Director of BOSS Global Holdings, Michael Trabbia. How are you today?
Very well, and thank you for interviewing me.
I take it you haven't come in all the way from Australia just to see us, but you might have done that.
Could have.
So what's going on at your company at the moment?
Quite a bit. Certainly just came off the back of a round the world trip, and now back in London 3 weeks later. We're at a point where our challenge is 80% of our business and operations looks like being overseas from January. So there's a lot going on. There's 27 people working hard around the world in six countries, readying our first product for release on the 15th of December, readying three further products in January, and setting up for our global launch of our prime brand, which is BOSS 360 Work Patterns Platform as a Service.
Right, I'm just explaining, because this is the difficult bit for somebody who's not into computers, exactly what you do, because it's not necessarily intuitive. That's
yes, certainly. I call it operational efficiency in the workplace. Most people could resonate that at some stage they've heard, you know, what's Michael doing, or where's Michael at, or how come Michael's having this success and how come Jill is having better success? And what we found through significant research and using paper-based processes since 2000, so this is not new to us, the software is new, is that efficiency was at the heart of business and government success. So for a government here in the UK to be recognised internationally or recognised by its own voters as being efficient with taxpayer money, whether a bank is efficient with shareholder money and producing profits in their workforce. When you look at workplace efficiency, that is the worker, and then how a worker works within a team and how that team performs against an organisational aspiration, you can actually measure that financially. This is not about productivity. This is about efficiency in the workplace. And the biggest part is our workforce. So at BOSS, we aim to be as efficient as possible. The products we're rolling out are not something we conceived as a concept. They've actually been proven and tested in our own business and just built upon. And we have seen significant results in BOSS. The first time we used our meeting prototype, we saved 9 hours, five board members, 45 hours were saved just by having everyone on the same platform in what is our BOSS Meet product. So, it's all about efficiency for us. It's all about efficiency for our clients.
So although it might appear to be something peripheral or just sort of superficial, it's actually quite at the core of any business, being efficient.
Absolutely, and
you can make big differences rather than just small ones.
Oh, correct. Look, in my opinion, I'm very analytical. I did an analysis of a global bank and worked out if I could extrapolate what BOSS achieved using some of these processes, both manual and then in prototype form, and I applied it to their business. About 1.5 billion US, they would have more on their bottom line.
Right. So this works great in a time of austerity or alleged austerity, government departments, I mean from government departments to private companies, right across.
Yeah, I don't think we're economically, in the economic cycle, dependent to be successful here. In austerity, what I say to government business is think twice before retrenching people. If you understood their work pattern, you could actually be letting go the most knowledgeable people in your organisation. But the thing is, you don't have a way to know someone's work pattern. Why they're good at this, why they're not so good at that. Why is this team working better than that team? If governments and business actually understood an individual's work pattern, they actually would make different economic decisions. And in times of austerity, if it's people is your core asset, then that is the one thing you should be very sensitive to cutting, because it affects your brand, it affects your image. A happy workforce, or as people say, happy wife, happy life.
Yes, I can understand that. And as far as near-term news is concerned, we've seen the share price rise over the last few days as we speak. That's to do with your patent news, is that correct?
I wouldn't anchor it just to the patent. I put out on LinkedIn last Thursday, Boss doesn't provide commentary on share price. We're more focused on what we're doing and getting and revenue. Yeah. But what surprised me was the surprise of others to see this movement in volume and both in share price. So I posted on my LinkedIn the facts that actually were sitting in the market. It just, the market hadn't joined all the dots. So I just bullet point, there's a reason why I, my family trust, are supporting the company and converting at 16p, of which my first conversion will be on the 15th of December. Now, that agreement with the company was struck when the share price was 3.5p. So to see the AGI deal out of Malaysia, which gives us four products that have existing clients in Malaysia that we can now replicate worldwide, and we were going to build these products anyway. What the AGI deal has done for us is bring forward 12 months of development, testing, many millions of pounds in software time, so we could bring revenue forward. So that was a landmark deal in itself. But their products also were within the framework of the patent. So it was great to find that capability, looking for someone who could market and help them and join us on our journey. And we have the first right to acquire. So the share price didn't surprise me. My surprise was other people's, because the facts were there.
So the market is probably just catching up with what you're doing and starting to understand what you're doing.
Well, and that's why one of the reasons I'm back here after only being here 3 weeks ago was that we have a very strong story. We need to communicate that story, and in very simple language. It's a simple business we do. We do research and development. We wrap a patent. Then we spend money on prototyping to then monetize that software asset. And we're at the monetization stage. And we just want the world to know about it, because Boss Global is there for a reason. We were always going to be a global company. We just want to be number one in the world, recognized that work patterns is what can drive efficiency into government and business. And we're particularly focused on banks, where we believe they will get the biggest bang in the quickest amount of time.
Well, good luck with the Royal Bank of Scotland. You might need very, very good, very good software for that company. But in the meantime, Michael Travier, Managing Director at Boss Global, thank you very much for coming today.
Thank you, Zach. Cheers.
We'll be back after the break.